Yesterday, Donald Trump sat down with the National Association of Black Journalists, a group of supposed journalists who are obviously black and are uncomfortable with the diversity in the industry. So they formed an association exclusively for only black supposed journalists, where it was a total clown show and he was faced with nothing but hostility and disgruntled questions like this.
Some of your own supporters, including Republicans on Capitol Hill, have labeled Vice President Kamala Harris, who is the first Black and Asian American woman to serve as vice president and be on a major party ticket, as a DEI hire. Is that acceptable language to you? And will you tell those Republicans and those supporters to stop it?
Actually, let's have old Joe himself answer that question so we can put to rest any question about whether or not Camelface is a DEI hire or not.
To me, the values of diversity, equality, inclusion.
He read the teleprompter wrong there. It said equity. That's the new cultural Marxist buzzword. They shifted years ago from equality to equity, which means that, of course, they don't want everybody to be equal. They want the non-whites, the non-straights, the non-Christians, the non-Americans to actually have more rights, to have more benefits, to have more of everything.
To me, the values of diversity, equality, inclusion are literally, and that's not kidding, the core strengths of America. That's why I'm proud to have the most diverse administration in history. It taps into the full talents of our country. And starts at the top with the vice president.
Yes, that's why he picked the woman who dropped out of the 2020 presidential race before the year 2020. She dropped out in December of 2019, before any of the primaries, because she was polling so low and she was getting zero donations from any financial backers that she read the writing on the wall that her campaign was doomed. But you just go ahead, Miss Black Journalist, and keep gaslighting the American people, hoping to convince them that she was picked because she was qualified to be the president.
She was always of Indian heritage, and she was only promoting Indian heritage. I didn't know she was black until a number of years ago when she happened to turn black, and now she wants to be known as black. So I don't know, is she Indian or is she black?
She has always identified as a black woman. She went to a historically black college.
I respect either one, but she obviously doesn't, because she was Indian all the way, and then all of a sudden she made a turn and she became a black person.
Just to be clear, sir, do you believe that she is?
I think somebody should look into that too when you ask. Continue in a very hostile, nasty tone.
That's correct, sir. She's certainly not African American. Her father was Jamaican and her mother was Indian, and she was raised an Indian, as you can see here, complete with the dot on her head. This meme perfectly illustrates her interesting transformation from an Indian woman to a black woman. Here she is, back when she was first running for Senate in California.
Certainly, you could become the first Indian senator in U.S. history, which would be quite an accomplishment.
Knock wood.
Knock wood, she said, and it sounds like Kakala has always had that creepy laugh. And here's a CNN segment delving into her incredible Indian heritage that was produced by, well, wait for it.
My mother, who raised me and my sister, was a proud woman. She was a brown woman. She was a woman with a heavy accent.
And her mother, Shyamala Gopalan, was also the biggest influence in Kamala Harris's life.
The answer is absolutely yes, Joe.
After the big announcement, Harris's sister wrote in a Twitter post.
After the big announcement, Harris's sister wrote in a Twitter post. Would you like some beef jerky too?
Wrote in a Twitter post. You can't know who Kamala Harris is without knowing who our mother was.
But being an Indian in America, not a Native American Indian, like an Indian from India, like Kamala Harris's ethnicity, isn't considered to be cool like it is to be black. It is lower on the oppression hierarchy. And so it's tough for a politician to pretend that they have a history of oppression in their family when their family is from a high-class caste over in India and when her father's ancestors owned slaves. So when she got into politics, she reinvented her racial identity and, as Donald Trump noted, became black and created an entire fake backstory about how her and her family used to celebrate Kwanzaa back in the 70s and the 80s. And some of her most fondest memories are of those times.
Happy holidays, everyone. I wanted to take a moment to send my warmest wishes to everyone celebrating Kwanzaa.
Which is nobody. It's five people on Twitter. And by the way, I did add the reggae music in the background.
You know, my sister
and the laugh track
and I, we grew up celebrating Kwanzaa every year. And of course, there was always the discussion of the seven principles.
No, there wasn't. No black person on planet Earth can mention the seven principles of Kwanzaa. There's only a half a dozen black people in America who could even mention one. And of course, the liberal media is very upset with Donald Trump questioning Kamala Harris's strange and ambiguous racial identity.
As a person of color, as a black woman who is in this position that is standing before you at this podium.
As a fellow DEI hire.
Behind this lectern, what he just said, what you just read out to me is repulsive. It's insulting. And, you know, no one has any right to tell someone who they are, how they identify.
Well, in that case, we all owe Rachel Dolezal an apology. And this was Donald Trump yesterday in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, pointing out more obvious weirdness about camel face.
Did you see when President Obama and Michelle called? Did you see? Hello? Hello? Yes. Yes. Who
is? Yes, I covered that in yesterday's video, actually. In case you missed it, be sure to go and check that out.
Who is this? Oh, this is Michelle and Barack. Oh, so surprised to hear. They got four cameras in front. Oh, I'm so surprised. It's on speakerphone. Listen, we just want to congratulate you on destroying Joe Biden. I mean, on winning the...
Let's hear from another Indian about Kamala Harris's bizarre transracialism, shall we? Here's Vivek Ramaswamy.
On a very personal level, my parents were immigrants to this country, legal immigrants from southern India. Very same part of India that her mother also immigrated from. I think it's a hard fact, Martha, it's just a fact, whether you like it or not, that many Indian Americans in the United States are indeed somewhat offended by the way Kamala has suddenly cast aside the Indian American side of her identity. She leaned into it when she ran for office in California. Big Asian American and Indian American population. So she wore that when it was convenient. She's wearing a different identity now when it's politically convenient on a national stage.
Speaking of Indians, J.D. Vance's wife is also Indian, and they had a joint Hindu-Christian wedding, and obviously their kids are half Indian, half white, but not everybody at MSNBC is aware of that, and so they're trying to continue to smear J.D. Vance as a supposed white nationalist.
More and more Americans choosing not to have kids, which again emphasizes why J.D. Vance's comments right. about childless Americans, childless cat ladies,
right.
could be so politically damaging.
Well, so what's...
Well, because that is the core of the Democrat Party these days, obviously.
Interesting is this natalism that comes from an authoritarian playbook, right? That there need to be more white children, right? That's the idea that there's, you know, this is about great replacement theory racism, right? This is what this is. So don't misunderstand it for him wanting more children. He wants a certain kind of, you know, racist thing.
Congratulations, Cat Lady. You just won this week's biggest foot-in-mouth moment. Could there be a bigger moron? And while Donald Trump was in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania yesterday, he mentioned that he was going to be returning to Butler, Pennsylvania, because he wanted to finish the rally that was interrupted by the assassin's bullet.
As you know, this is my first return to Pennsylvania since our rally in Butler. We're going back to Butler, too, by the way. People said to me, are you serious? I said, I'm serious. We're going back.
It is bizarre that there is a nationwide amnesia in the mainstream media about what happened and what almost happened to Donald Trump just a few weeks ago. But we're never going to forget, and we're never going to stop fighting for America. And if you want to get the Fight for Trump shirt, order yours from my online store at markdice.com or click the link in the description below. Now it is also available in a tank top, long sleeve, and hoodie. So head on over to markdice.com or click the link in the description below and check them out.